morning. This is WUSF 89.7. I'm Kathy Carter. Well, there's little doubt that America is becoming more diverse. And perhaps nowhere is that more evident than in the nation's public schools. But differences can extend beyond race and ethnicity. I recently spent some time in one Florida school district that's on a mission to teach tolerance through art. At Island Park in Sarasota, a few dozen fifth graders, all dressed in matching t-shirts, are standing in front of a giant image of giraffes. The students are here on a field trip to see an art exhibit called Embracing Our Differences. Their tour guide is Caitlin Bradley, a junior at Riverview High School in Sarasota.
Okay, so what's the first thing you guys see when you look at this?
I see how some of the giraffes are darker, some of them are shorter, and some of them have less spots.
So different shapes, different sizes, different colors?
Yeah.
The show includes mediums from painting to photography, but the subject matter is all about diversity and inclusion. Gianni Hines is a student at Atwater Elementary School in Northport. He thinks he understands the message behind the giraffe painting.
Probably since that giraffe's smaller and it's a little bit lighter than the other ones, it might get picked on more, even though it's not right.
The exhibit was launched in 2004 with works by regional artists. It's grown steadily ever since. This year, students from 204 schools from around the world submitted artwork and inspirational quotes for the show. But embracing our differences is more than just an end-of-the-year field trip.
We create a series of lesson plans for teachers, grades, elementary, middle, and high school.
That's Bernadette Bennett, a program director for Sarasota County Schools. She says issues of tolerance are blended in classroom instruction throughout the school year, and educators attend diversity workshops. Marina Lamala is a teacher at Atwater Elementary School. She also went to a 3-day bullying prevention summit last summer. She says her students really connected with the Embracing Our Differences curriculum and its exploration of themes like prejudice and bullying.
Because I feel like they took ownership of that and they were able to put those feelings, those emotions, things they've gone through that maybe they've never expressed in art.
To date, more than 235,000 students in Sarasota and Manatee counties have participated in the educational initiative that doesn't use school district money. But are schools the right place for these kinds of programs? Detractors may call it an exercise in political correctness. Not so, says the Southern Poverty Law Center. In late 2016, the group administered an online survey to U.S. educators. Over 10,000 responded. 80% reported heightened anxiety among certain groups, including immigrants, Muslims, and LGBT students. Bennett from Sarasota says students interact with people of differing ethnicities and religions more than ever. The school district is majority white, but the minority student population is growing. Hispanics make up almost 20% of the total school population. Over 8.5% are black and close to 5% are multicultural.
And how do we help children navigate those relationships? If we want a tolerant community, they have to understand how to be a tolerant person.
Back at Island Park, student docent Caitlin Bradley steers the fifth grade field trip towards another image in the exhibit. This one depicts playing cards. Each has a face and each is a different color. Fifth grade student Gianni Heitz points out that the literal race cards are linked together with a single string.
I really like this art because it kind of gets the point across that even though that one's brown, white, red, black, they're all the same and you can't take them apart.
So no matter what color you are, you're as equal as the other person, right?
Right.
And with that, the group moves on to the next piece. It's a brightly colored work in pencil called Square Peg and Round Hole Live Happily Ever After. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News. And the Embracing Our Differences program recently partnered with the 2017 World Rowing Championships in a new initiative called Adopt a Team. Students at 39 schools throughout Sarasota and Manatee counties spent the past couple of months creating artwork representing 54 of the countries participating in the event, and that art will be displayed at the competitive event this September in Sarasota.